Hey, everybody. It's Maria Boynton. My guest today is attorney LaRon Rogers. He is here in Atlanta with the firm Lewis Brisbois. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
It is a story that we have been reporting on for quite some time now. We're talking about alcohol ordinances and things of the like. Some cities in DeKalb County changing the laws. I have in front of me now paperwork which says Black-owned business files federal lawsuit against City of Chamblee for racist ordinance number 745. We're talking to attorney LaRon Rogers. What's this all about?
I mean, really what this is about is about fairness. It's about due process. I represent Mansion Alon, which is a good corporate citizen. They've been in business for 13 years, providing high-end Las Vegas-style nightclub atmosphere. And they have a great livelihood. And the City of Chamblee is putting at risk. It's putting not just Mansion, but other clubs similarly situated as Mansion. There's about 10 other clubs that are in that area, and they're all going to be negatively affected.
So what are they doing to put the businesses at risk?
Quite frankly, they are trying to limit the time that they can be open. They're trying to limit the time that they can play music, whether it's live music or DJed music, and limit the time that alcohol can be poured in their premises.
Now, we've seen different events happening. Initially, did we not see the change in the price of the liquor license?
Well, yes, there's been an increase in the liquor license. Certain jurisdictions, for instance, Brookhaven, has increased their liquor license very, very high. City of Chamblee has increased their liquor license. My client also had to buy a separate Sunday license to be able to sell alcohol on Sunday. That license was applicable starting January 1 and ends December 31st of this year. Yet in February, the City of Chamblee took it upon themselves to say, nope, we're not going to allow you to pour until 3 a.m. and stay open until 3:30 a.m. They said, we're going to roll that back every day till 2 a.m. and then on Sundays till midnight. And that's just patently unfair and light, especially that Mansion Alon's biggest night is on Sunday, that the majority of their income is earned on Sunday night. And in fact, most of their patrons and customers that frequent Mansion, they come in late at night. They are entertainment industry folks. They're hospitality industry folks. They work during the day. They may get off early evening, late evening, and they want to have a weekend too. And it's fairness for them. It's just not fairness for Mansion. And we're looking to help our customers be able to have a nice and a safe place to relax and congregate and listen and enjoy their music and, you know, enjoy their First Amendment and free speech rights.
Now, in your 66-page complaint against the City of Chamblee, you assert that Mansion Alon, also known as the DeKalb Event Center, that particular establishment is a victim of a discriminatory policy aimed at exclusively shutting down nightclubs that cater to, and you're saying, African Americans, Hispanic, and Asian clientele. How do you come to that conclusion?
This is a cultural issue. Culturally, most African Americans and Hispanics, they will party late into the night. This is not a 9-to-5 crew. This is not a dinner establishment. You go out to dinner and listen to a little live music and then go home at 10 or 11 o'clock. Our culturally, we're used to coming out later in the evening. The City of Chamblee knows that. And most of the nightclubs that are in Chamblee, they cater to African-Americans, Africans, Asians, and Hispanics. Unfortunately, the city leadership at Chamblee has a white mayor, all-white city council, and white police chief, although only 40% of that city's residents are white. So essentially, they're trying to run the black consumers out of Chamblee. And I give a very, very clear example. If the government said that there's no insurance for sickle cell disease, what would happen, right? It would affect literally everyone that has sickle cell, but really, who does it affect? It affects black people in its impact. The impact is that it affects black people. Here, the City of Chamblee is saying that, oh, the law affects all nightclubs, but in effect, like the sickle cell disease, it would affect those black patrons and black-owned clubs.
When we look at the reports from the different city officials, they're saying in some reports that, you know, after hour drink leads to crime and things of that nature. Want to know, Mansion Alon is black-owned.
Correct.
What kind of reputation do you all have in the community?
Mansion Alon's been a good corporate citizen for 13 years. They have they employ over 20 uniformed police officers. They employ 75 part-time employees throughout the community. They're what you want in your community. They provide a safe, an organized place for people to hang out and have a good time. Otherwise, what's going to happen? They're going to hang out at Quick Trip, Walmart, Waffle House, or worse yet, pop-up shot houses will occur where they'll go in and pay some money and someone will be pouring drinks and then someone will be selling drugs and there's no police there. There's no security. There's no monitoring there. So I really want to know what's the city's plan to have the young people that want to enjoy themselves. What's their plan for them?
You've been there 13 years, did you say?
13 years.
It used to be, I think, years ago, you could pour to what? To the wee hours of the morning.
Six in the morning. When Mansion Elan and its predecessor club was Dreams.
Mm-hmm.
When they first opened, they could pour till 6 in the morning. They were unincorporated Atlanta, DeKalb County, and that's where it started. They were they could pour to that point in time. At some point in time, DeKalb County changed, and we fought about it a little bit and ultimately agreed to a 4 a.m. pour time. And Mansion Elan was supposed to be grandfathered in. When in 2013, when Chamblee annexed the neighborhood in which Mansion is, they became under the rules of the liquor license for Chamblee. Again, the leadership at Chamblee, the city of Chamblee, refused to recognize the grandfather clause in DeKalb County and said, Mansion Elan, sorry, we're not going to grant you that right that you've had all this time. We're going to make you be subject to our new liquor laws. And that at the time, that became 3 a.m. And now, in 2018, they're trying to roll it back even further. I mean, when does this stop? You know, do we only get an hour a day to sell alcohol and play music? It's not just drinking alcohol. When you make an establishment like Mansion close down, they can't play music. They can't, you know, live music or DJ music. But guess what? This doesn't apply to a restaurant that stays open 24 hours and plays music. So tell me, where's the state interest in that? It's inconsistent, and it doesn't make any sense as it's applied, but it's intentionally applied towards Mansion Elan and similar clubs because they know culturally it affects African-Americans, Hispanics, Asians, and African customers.
So with the recently changed rule, last call is now at what time?
At 2 a.m. every day except Sunday night. Now they're trying to roll Sunday night, which is early Monday morning, back to midnight, and everyone has to be out of the club by 12:30. What they don't realize is that even on the face of their ordinance, it's inconsistent because in one paragraph it says the patrons and customers have to be out by 12:30 Monday morning, but in the next paragraph it says they have to be out by 2:30 Monday morning. So Chamblee was in such a rush to try and kick the African-Americans and Hispanics out of Chamblee that their own ordinance is inconsistent on its face.
You contend in your action, sir, that Mansion Elan will lose over 50% of its revenue, and you also face the threat of being forced out of business. What do you think is really going on here?
What I really think is going on here is that the city of Chamblee is trying to appear neutral, that they're enacting an ordinance that applies to everyone, knowing that the effect of the ordinance will only apply to minority clientele, which they really want to get rid of from the Chamblee community and the nightclub scene. I think they want to run all the nightclubs out. And guess what? It just so happens that probably 90% of the nightclubs are black owned or they cater to black clientele. And that's the problem here. It goes right back to my sickle cell reference in that although it's facially neutral, it applies to everyone. If the government says we aren't going to give insurance to those that have sickle cell, everybody knows it's not that hard. It's a thin, veiled attempt to attack a certain demographic. And that's exactly what's going on here. And that's why we're asking the federal court to give us some redress.
And the type of redress you're requesting?
Yeah, we're asking the federal court to say that the ordinance is unconstitutional, that it should not be enacted, and that it should not be enforced.
Mansion Elan, you attract some high-profile clientele, do you not?
Yes, they do. I mean, Mansion Elan, being in business for the past 13 years, has had the privilege of attracting the such as Jay-Z, Diddy, Rick Ross, Migos, Future, Young Thug. I mean, every big star that comes to this city, they hang out there because it's one of the nicest clubs in the city. And if they're performing at Phillips Arena during the day or in the early evening, guess what? They want to come and they want to have a good time after hours, but they don't get there until 1:30, 2 a.m. in the morning. And they'll hang out for an hour. They may even do a walkthrough or a performance, which, again, that is restricting the First Amendment rights and the free speech rights of our culture.
What about taxpayers? Seem to me that if you lose all of the revenue from the bars and the nightclubs, that's a loss of revenue. What, millions of dollars perhaps?
You're exactly right. The effect that this ordinance will have was that not just my client, but the approximately 10 other nightclubs that are similarly situated, they pay almost $2 million in taxes, in state and in city taxes. I want to ask the mayor of Chambly, the police chief, and that city council, where are you going to replace that revenue? How are you going to answer to those residents in Chambly and those families that now have to pay increased taxes because you tried to run all the African-American and Hispanics out of the city and stop them from partying at night?
Been talking to Attorney LaRon Rogers with the firm Lewis Brisboy, and you're representing the black-owned business Mansion & Lawn, which again has filed a federal lawsuit against the city of Chambly for what it calls a racist ordinance number 745. Sir, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
I'm Maria Boynton reporting.